producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, as the world changes dramatically. How do we buy our food? Where do we buy our food? You know, as a farmer, I try to get people to go for local sources of food wherever they can. Interesting how we have this mania in our country, and it's good. Healthy. There's, you know, how all the news media likes to talk about the 1% and the haves and the have-nots. There's nothing in the middle anymore. There's no middle class. And that applies to food as much as anything else. You find that the people who want to believe and buy the best food spend a lot of money because the choices have been few and far between. Here in Los Angeles, we have a couple of different sources. Bristol Farms, for example, is, in my opinion, much better than Whole Foods in any number of ways, including what it costs you to buy the food there. And there are a couple of others. There's the community organic place up on where the heck are they? Not Arizona. Well, over there someplace, Jennifer. Has one store and that's it. And there's a company called Lessons, L-E-S-S-E-N-S, that has four or five stores around, run by a bunch of Mormons. And they lost a lot of business here because they were one of the ones that supported, was it Proposition 8, the anti-gay marriage thing? Was that Proposition 8?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Yep.
So they spent a lot of money, lots of money, trying to defeat that. So where do those who are in the middle go to get the food that Whole Foods sells very expensively? Many of you are familiar. What did you say, Richie?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is better, but they don't have the quality of produce. That they have good
and
things.
And that's where Sprouts
foods.
Comes into the picture. Have you been to Sprouts?
No.
Don't have one.
Where is there a Sprouts?
I don't know. They're all over the place. It's a chain.
Really? How come I haven't seen them? Are they in Santa Monica where I am?
I don't know. You have to look and see. I don't know.
Right. I don't know that they're here. There's a grocery chain called Aldi, A-L-D-I.
Yeah. We have one near us, and I've never been there.
And they are very good. It's very basic, Rich. They have the food in the boxes. Their prices are 30% below Walmart's or other bargain
below
stores.
Below Walmart?
30% lower than Walmart.
Where does the food come from?
The food comes from all over the place. At the moment, they are selling sourced food that is quality, but it's all prepared and or it's not canned, but it's the best way to describe it is it's prepared. But you find good food in there, and there's some junk too, but they have built up their chain in the east and the northeast. Matter of fact, I'm surprised you don't know them, Richie, because there are...
No, I have one 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, okay. All right. And you've never been?
I've just never gone there.
Okay. You may want to go check them out.
Here's my perception.
Yes.
It's Walmart. Grocery store.
Okay, that's a good perception. I would say that was an accurate perception until now.
So it's food from places where I might not like where the food comes from.
I've been into one
like
of their
Vietnam
stores.
Fish farms
one.
And stuff like that.
Yep, you're right.
So why would I want to go there?
Because they're changing their whole store image, what they buy, what they sell. The customers who go there, if you talk to customers who go there, they like it because it's attractive, it's clean, and as you say, they're the people, again, I'm going back to making reference to the haves and the have-nots, the people who have money, the people who don't have money. Where are the people in the middle who want good, wholesome food? So these people see a huge gap, and there is, gaping hole in the ability to get this stuff, because many of the things can be purchased for a lot less money, or they can be purchased and then offered for resale at a lot less money than Whole Foods, depending on how you run the store. Whole Foods is elaborate. Their stores are well set up. They're well lighted. They have all kinds of accoutrements and accommodations. You can sit there and eat lunch, yada, yada, yada. Well, some people don't want to pay for that, but they want good, fresh meat and produce. I'll tell you, there's an outfit called Wegmans that's making a big in the Northeast. They started in Rochester, New York. They're all over Buffalo and Erie and those areas. They've come to Albany. They're in downstate New York. Now they've come to Massachusetts. And they have superb food, and the prices are very good.
It's a great store, but man, that place is always just a madhouse.
Jammed.
Oh, getting wherever in the parking lot is
jammed. Woo. Right. Okay, great. So along comes Aldi's. There's a report in Business Insider that we're carrying at DougStefan.com. Says that they are going to expand into organic food brands. They're going to take food out that has artificial ingredients. They're going to bring in gluten-free products. They are expanding their selection of organic meat, and they have a brand called Never Any, which is meant to mean to the buyer there's no antibiotics, there's no hormone, no animal byproducts, no additives in the food that they're selling. Thus, the name Never Any. Their milk is free of artificial growth hormones. They want to remove hormones from all the other products that they have. And then, in addition to offering more organic options, that sort of thing, they're going to offer foods, as you're suggesting, the fish farms. One of the things that I learned, and I don't know why I didn't think about this, but I guess I should have. I've told you the story a couple of times on the air this week of Megan and Miles and I going to the Animal Sanctuary in Los Angeles County. It's up 14, Jennifer, toward Lancaster. Quite an experience. I've not been to one of these before. There are a couple in California, a couple in New York State, and I actually want to start one in Massachusetts. But I wouldn't sell it the way these people are selling it because they're just too. But getting away from eating all vegetables, being on a vegan diet, the fish that I eat when I do eat it, Meredith and I make sure that we buy things that we know are coming from the right source. And this goes back, Jennifer, to this whole labeling controversy where many of these companies that are in cahoots with Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and ADM and Cargill, they don't want you to know where the food comes from because you wouldn't eat it if you knew where it came from. Fish is a great example of that. There are tons, literally, every day, tons of fish coming into Long Beach just for California consumption, West Coast consumption, coming from Vietnam, Cambodia, these areas on the Pacific Rim that are growing these, well, whatever, there's all kinds of fish. Salmon, very popular, a lot of whitefish, but the stuff that they're growing it with and in, if you knew, I mean, I think that's true, however, of lobster and crab and stuff that are bottom feeders. They eat horrible things. Well, at least what we think is horrible, but they go through the digestive process and people say, well, so what difference does it make whether the salmon eat the feces of people that are taking care of them? They process it through their system, and so what comes out is okay.
But I remember, like tilapia. Isn't tilapia like the poop?
Tilapia is off.
Tilapia. Yeah. Anybody who eats tilapia, It's not a natural fish.
No.
It is a man-made fish in a pond of scum.
But here, this brings me back to when I was a kid with you on the farm. We used to raise pigs. And what Uncle Sammy and I would go around every day to the supermarkets in town and collect the garbage and bring it home and cook it in 55-barrel drums.
Garbage meaning old food.
Garbage, old food, right. You name it, it was in that thing. I mean, stuff.
But it was still food.
Pushes out, but it was food, yeah. And we fed it to the pigs, beat it up.
And probably what, like potatoes, carrots?
Well, that. There was some carcass stuff from butcher shop, bones and chicken heads and things like that I remember seeing.
Yes.
But you see, they process, the animals process all of this stuff in their system. I mean, it's not any different. Here, we don't eat horse meat. A lot of people around the world do. We don't eat dog meat. A lot of people around the world do. Our systems are built to be able to digest or process those foods. Just because we have a taste that doesn't want to eat it. I mean, I'm in the same category. We wouldn't eat horse meat, but we eat cattle. Why? Do you know there's no difference?
Right.
Basically, there's no difference whatsoever
it's
what they eat.
It's just what's acceptable.
Right. So why is it acceptable to eat cows and not acceptable to eat horses? Because it's a community standard that we don't challenge.
I'm sure Roberta would eat dog.
I've had horse, yes, in Europe. In fact, the Gerber makes horse baby food, and they sell it in Europe. Of course, it's considered extremely nutritious.
Yeah. Well, but you see, we don't eat them because there's a stigma. I don't want to eat anything with a face or eyes. I don't want to eat my cows because they're my friends. I don't want to eat horses because they're friends of somebody that I love. I don't want to eat chicken because if you saw the way chickens are processed,
you hate coyotes.
You hate coyotes.
Yeah, wait till the zombie apocalypse. You'll eat anything that comes your way.
Yeah, would you
what
eat
about squirrel? You don't like squirrel.
Yeah, I just don't want to eat. I don't want to eat any
badgers.
Of that.
Would you eat badger meat? Burger?
No.
Badgers? You don't need no stinking badgers.
There is nothing like a double badger burger.
Oh, my God.
With
the bison.
With porcupine bacon.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is the buffalo.
Oh, bison. I love
and buffalo meat.
Bison is really good.
We're all saying the same thing, basically.
So
we have certain preferences. The people in Asia think that fish that they grow with their own feces is yummy.
Yeah, delicious.
They
right.
eat it. They eat dogs, as Roberta is saying. They'll eat snakes. They'll eat cockroaches.
I've eaten cockroaches.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. And you're okay, sort of.
You are a cockroach.
You know, you go to the Asian countries. Go to China.
Right.
Go to Vietnam.
I mean,
go to Thailand. You eat this. Yeah. Everybody eats this stuff.
So the point that I was trying to make is that Aldi is preparing to challenge Whole Foods and the others. Whole Foods is an upscale outfit.
I think Whole Foods is so intimidating to walk into.
Yeah.
Ours. Ours is great.
Oh my gosh. You have first of all, there are a lot of products that you don't recognize right away. Mm. And then you have all these people dressed in like their yoga garb, like standing there looking and hovering. And it's so intimidating.
I signed up for a yoga class last night here. What do you mean yoga garb?
What do you wear when you go to a yoga
You know, like a yoga master.
Shorts.
Wear like the linen.
And a short sleeve shirt.
And you wear a t-shirt and a pair of baggy pants.
I'm talking about the yoga masters. You know, the guys that wear like the linen, like long tunics.
I don't know what yoga you go to.
All right, Master Doug here at 18 past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
All right, Sean is listening in Oregon about standards for organic groceries. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, what do you buy when you go to the store? What are you looking for in terms of food?
Actually, the same as everybody else, non-GMO, healthy.
Well, the problem is everybody else isn't looking for it. That's why they can keep selling them, because most people don't know what they are or what they constitute. So how do you educate yourself?
Well, actually, I've studied health my whole life, but locally we have something that's growing across the nation. It's called Azure Standard.
Oh, the mail guy. Yes, I know. That's a big thing. They're doing it here in Los Angeles, local sort of food sourced, and they ship it to you like once a week or something. That's supposed to be
exactly.
cool. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me of that. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a big new thing as well. Thanks, Sean. 21 after this. Good day.
water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Playing the piano in the fifth grade.
Right.
That would be the player piano where it's
more like bong, bong, bong.
Actually, my player piano is for sale, but you ever buy it?
Is it really? Why? Yeah. I like that little thing.
Nobody plays it anymore.
Right, no.
I'm cleaning out everything and everything. And
that was your dad's piano, right?
And then, well, actually, he did buy it, yeah. That's right, too, he did. It was around for years.
Sell that thing.
Years. Jesus. Now I'm cleaning out. All right, so this is not me playing the player piano. This is music from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, whose birthday is today. He would have been 260 years old
were he
to have been around. Born on this date in 1756. He died very young. Died at 17. He was 1791, so he would have been 37 when he died. You look at pictures of him, and you hear the stories of him, one of the most prolific, influential composers of all time. And most of his music was piano music, or based around the piano. His real name was Johann Wolfgangus Theophilus Mozart. But he liked Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Do you remember the movie Amadeus? Ben Kingsley, I believe, was the star.
Great movie.
Well, that told the story, in a way, of his life, his focus on God. He was this one of these geniuses that come along. How do you, when you think about music in general, do you know anybody who composes music
at the age of five?
Music, yeah, he started when he was five.
Right.
Yeah. But he could hear. You see, that's when the genius. It would take you 200 hours plus to listen to all the music that Mozart wrote in his short life.
600 works.
He started playing when he was five. He performed at the age of nine in London. He had written eight operas by the time he was 16. Imagine, what is that mind?
Tommy was 16.
All about? 16. Wow. He married when he was 17. He had 600 different musical works that are attributed to him. Some concert, some chamber music, operatic music, choral music, symphonic music. I remember when I was in the Heidelberg Choir, we did one or two Mozart tunes. Not many, because there weren't a lot of, there wasn't much lyric content. And I don't think, I don't know this, but I don't think he ever wrote lyrics anyway. I think he just wrote whatever was used. He wrote the music, and then somebody else would write the lyrics. He had, think about what we think about him. Beethoven said that Mozart was the most influential person in his career. If you're a member of the Haydn, the Haydn and something society? What's the other Haydn and anyway?
What are you hiding from?
The Haydn, no, the music of Joseph Haydn, you character.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He got a lot of influence from Mozart as well. Richie Figaro is right. The Don Giovanni stuff. There was one of the things that he did for fun when he went to a party was to play the piano with the keys covered by a cloth so he couldn't see the keyboard. Anyway, quite the story of a genius. We don't celebrate these geniuses enough, it seems to me anyway. So his words were the thought of our day. I pay no attention whatever to anybody's praise or blame. I simply follow my own feelings. The words of Mozart, born on this date, 1756. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used Genucel and gotten the results that you wanted to. Genucel gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used Genucel the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of Genucel at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan to get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need. And with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I want to...
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples. Make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Stephen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Dr. Phil, and Rich McFadden. David Letterman will be joining us later on in the half hour as well to keep everybody on the straight and narrow. A lot of people are worried about the price of oil and financial markets and global growth. And so the business of the day perhaps will be enhanced somewhat by the news, excuse me, from General Electric. Well, the names of some of our big corporations, General Motors, General Foods. Why don't we have a specific
General?
Let's have specific electric, specific motors, and specific foods.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So GE, which is the largest industrial company in our country, had fourth quarter profits and stronger pricing. This is the good news. Those of you who will take the news media's approach, look at tumbling oil prices. This is terrible. Nope. GE says demand for its industrial products is still growing. Company says it has a backlog. Listen to this. They have a three-month backlog for $300 billion worth of products. 3 months. Just 3 months. $300 billion. Power turbines, jet engines, railway locomotives, medical imaging equipment, other machinery. For those of you who keep thinking or want to keep believing that we're heading to the tank, we may be going to have a correction, and it'll probably get worse after the election because these guys have a funny way of manipulating things so that it looks better than it really is prior to the election if they don't want to lose. And most of these people don't want to lose because they love the gravy train. I said earlier that the average take so far in the election cycle, because they have to report these things now,
The average congressman has in his or her kitty for reelection purposes at this point $497,000. That's what they've collected before. It really gets, this big money comes in the summertime when they're really chugging along trying to get everybody's attention to buy a lot of radio time. But keep that in mind when you're thinking about what goes on. And remember, they can keep all the money. That's what they're raising now. I had a friend who was a congressman in Ohio. His wife was on the board with me at Heidelberg. And at the end of his term, when he died in office, actually, and they went to figure out what his assets were and what was going on here and there, he had $6 million in his reelection campaign fund, and she got it all. Because there's no requirement
that
it be spent for anything other than whatever they want to spend it on. I mean, you talk about it's like shooting fish in a barrel, for God's sakes. So, those are the sorts of things that you really need to have in mind when you're thinking about the election process and what's become of the procedures and the rigmarole that we, they're all out there talking about how they're there to serve you. That is the biggest crime. Now, is it fair to say all of them are self-serving and self-motivated? No, it's not, because there are some good ones. We've run across a few of them, and there are very few. Heffley was one of them. Completely selfless in terms of it. And what he got for his being of service to his constituents was being thrown out of office. The Republican, we talk about, and don't let me go too far down this road, Richie.
You're
we talk about.
There, but go ahead.
All right, well, let me do one more, and then I'm going to move on.
Just one more. Like an addict over here.
Well,
another drink, man.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, this stuff is really incestuous and insidious, because he was the guy. The chairman of the, because he was so ethical, the Republican leadership put him in charge of the ethics committee. So what does he do? He finds out that Tom DeLay, the congressman from Texas, is stealing the party blind, stealing his constituents blind, involved in all kinds of crooked deals. So they bring him up on ethics charges. They find him guilty and they throw him out of Congress. So what happens next? The Republican leadership, they get behind some guy running against Heffley and beat him and run him out of office. That was his thanks for being ethical and doing the job that they told him he was supposed to be doing. So isn't that an act of kindness and love? All right. Speaking of that, Roberta is following a story about a couple of middle school girls who have been suspended from school because they shared an asthma inhaler. 30 days in the clink, in a manner of speaking. These are 12-year-old girls, classmates, struggling to breathe during gym class. And so the one girl, his name is Indira Rush, went to the other girl, whose name is Alexis Kyle, and said, "You can share my inhaler."
Well, the girl was having an asthma attack.
Right.
The other girl basically saved this girl's life. I mean, if you had to, look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Yeah, look, here's my inhaler." And they were both suspended from school because the school has a policy where you cannot share any prescription medications, including an inhaler.
What is wrong with our country?
School?
We had a zero tolerance policy, too. If we got caught even handing somebody Tylenol, we would have been in big trouble.
But this was a life or death situation. I mean, this girl could have easily died.
Does the school know that this girl had issues with asthma? Like, our school nurse knows that my son has
peanut allergy.
Peanut allergy.
But an allergy.
Asthma issues. And he doesn't take his inhaler to school with him because he doesn't need it that often. But she knows about it. I would think that that they might know that their kids have asthma issues.
So how would you feel, though? You said he doesn't take his inhaler to school. How would you feel if your son had a problem?
He would know if he had a problem, and he would know if he needed it, and if he needed it.
And what if another child, offered his inhaler to help him?
I would be fine with it.
But then what if the school kicks them both out?
Again, the school nurse in the school knows that he has an inhaler.
But that's not my question. My question is what if another child offers the inhaler because they see your son in distress, and then both of them get kicked out of school for 30 days?
I would be on the school's front door.
Yep. But you wouldn't stand for that for a second.
I know the principal. I know the nurse. I know.
That doesn't matter. They have a zero tolerance policy. Both these girls are honor students, by the way.
Weird. It's weird because we are so attached to everything that goes on in our school. I would
you
be
as
very
parents,
comfortable. Yes,
helicopter parents.
You're right. As helicopter parents, I would walk right up to the principal. She'd say, "Hey, Rich, how are you?" I'd walk right up to the nurse. She'd say, "Hey, Rich, how are you? Are we going to meet you for a beer on Friday night?" Blah blah blah.
Taking the teachers job for a beer.
What he said that they know
community.
His story.
It's good for parents to know.
Right.
Teachers.
When I hear these stories where it's just like we just chop this kid out of school, I don't understand them.
No, I don't either.
Ridiculous. There's no connection in the community there.
No, that's you just stop the sentence right there. There's no connection in the community. You live in such an unusual circumstance where most of the people in that development where you live know each other.
Most of the teachers that work in our schools in our community live in the community.
So that's the job of parents to get to know, and we've become so disconnected or self-centered or whatever you want to say. That's one of the things that I always laud Richie and Janet for, because they're good parents. They really are aware of what's going on. And that's your job. Hello. Why are we congratulating him? That's what he's supposed to be doing. That's what I'm supposed to do as a parent.
But that kind of takes away from this whole story, Doug. The story is that one child saved another child.
I know.
Right,
I'm not taking away from that.
Out of school.
I think it's outrageous. And, man, I'd be right with Rich. I'd be in the principal's face. I'd be in the school committee's face. I'd be making all kinds of racket.
They could say, both my children had asthma and their inhaler was kept at the nurse's office. But, you know, by the time you get to the nurse's office and unlock the inhaler and get it to the kid, the kid could be dead.
You would think that because I know the same situation where you have the school nurse holding on to your kid's medication. But you would think in something like PE with asthmatic kids that maybe it would be the PE teacher's discretion.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They likely know that this kid had an asthma issue. Why would they?
Because I don't want the responsibility. Yeah, the responsibility of treating my child with another kid.
The PE teacher can't give out medications because they're not authorized to. They'll get sued.
All right, so you made a good point, Roberta. Thank you. 43 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How's your hair? Is your hair falling out prematurely? Do you have thinning hair? Have you signed on for Provia with Procapil? That's the ingredient, the sort of secret ingredient, Provia, and new super strength Provia. Use this a week a month for 3 months, and you will feel the fuzz coming back, because Provia makes a difference, cleanses. I used it this morning early. Cleanses your scalp, gets rid of things that would plug up the pores, keep the fuzz from coming back in. The hair follicles underneath your scalp want to get through. They can if you open up the pores and let them come through. That's the cause of most premature hair loss and thinning hair. So what do? You call 800-525-8319. Order it now. Order Provia. Get a second jar of Provia free. This is the super concentrate, which works faster to give you a better appearance. It's a stimulator for your follicles, and it is it just is extraordinarily effective. 800-525-8319. Provia works, or your money back. In other words, get your hair back or your money back. All natural with clinical grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse and volumize the hair you got left. Cleanse your scalp, volumize your hair. All of this together makes for a terrific product. Your hair is thin. Call 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one use certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant
antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered three drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about three quarters of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill two ways so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, 48 past the hour. I told you earlier I signed up for a yoga class yesterday, and the person who's behind the desk wanted to know what I wanted. She said, would you like Bikram yoga? And I said, isn't that the hot yoga? And she said, yeah. And I said, no.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
That guy just got sued for $7 million.
No, yeah, exactly. And he's been ordered to pay $1 million to a lawyer who was fired because she was investigating allegations of sexual harassment against him. He is the guy who originated the hot yoga technique. Apparently he touched this woman inappropriately, tried to get her to stay in a hotel with him. And so there's all of that hush, and you sort of look at these sorts of, this stuff goes on all the time. And very few, but more, thank heavens, women are coming forth to say that they have been harassed. That doesn't mean they make it through the system, because men still run the system pretty much. But there are a lot of these things, so this guy is going to have to cough up $1 million. He probably made plenty of dough in this yoga thing.
Being a guy who helps run a middle-sized company, you cannot say anything, anything. Dude. You have to be. It's just such a litigious world.
Yeah.
You can get sued even if you don't think you do it. If you do anything, you're going to court, dude.
Yep.
You've got to be careful. And, Doug, that's why in commercial
courts, why do you bring me into this after you say that?
I mean, especially when we have intern season here,
yep.
You have to be so polite. So, and, yeah, I mean, these 20-year-old interns coming here during our commercial breaks when we're all having a good time because we know each other so well.
Right.
You know, you got to be careful.
Yep. All right, word to the wise is sufficient. Jennifer, leave me alone. It's
hey.
10 before the hour on Good Day. Roberta, especially, leave me alone.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. We're joined by Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. And in that position, he has nothing going for him except credibility. He's all about credibility. We could probably sing that. He's got credibility, lots of credibility, la la la. You, maybe you can take that out and sell it somehow. Prep it. Get somebody who can sing to really do that.
I think you should keep your morning job.
I do have my morning job, but thank you very much for helping me in that department. In a moment, Apple revenues declining. What's the story with that? Greg and Doug and Jennifer here on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 to check out. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, 55 and change after the hour. We have with us Greg Stebbin on the Good Day program with a focus on technology. Apple. Apple says its revenues could decline because the sale of the iPhone isn't what it used to be. The old iPhone is not what it used to be, not what it used to be, not what. They made $18 billion in profit last year. So business could slow down, so they'll only make $17.8 billion in profit. Profit, folks, not sales, profit. So if you have Apple stock, hold on to it. Do nothing. Enjoy it. This is a news media fiasco made up by the trade, the business trade news media. Right? Are you agreeing with me on this or not, Greg?
Well, actually, Doug, I have to just say that I am not a stock picker, so I'm not the right guy to ask about the stock price.
Well, just about the stability of the program.
But I agree with you in the sense that you always need to be careful about what you read and to dig deeper if it matters, because I'm going to read you two headlines from yesterday that I think tell a different sort of story. Mm-hmm. Headline number one from USA Today, warning, literally with an exclamation point, right. Warning, Apple skids into no growth mode. Okay, that's along the lines of the story you were saying. Right. Here's from a very reputable site called Apple Insider. Apple sells 74.8 million iPhones, rakes in 75.9 billion in revenue in company's biggest quarter ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, company's biggest quarter ever, at the same time that USA Today and many others say Apple is on the rocks.
Why would you? This is just such nonsense. Trust your gut, trust your instincts. If you're buying their product and using it, you believe in it, and that's pretty much the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is not like 20 years ago when there were predictions that Apple was on the ropes.
Right.
What it does say is that it is not, you cannot count on it with 100% certainty the way you could that every year would or every quarter would be dramatically better. It is true that the growth has slowed.
Mm-hmm.
But I will also point out something that I think is very important, and we don't know the result of it yet. When they rolled out the last new iPhone, they put in place a program where if you bought your new iPhone directly from Apple,
mm-hmm.
every time a new iPhone came out, you could just walk into a store and trade the old one in and get a new one.
Just keep paying the $35
or 20 or 30 million people bought into that program,
yeah.
that means they will sell 10 or 20 or 30 million phones on the first day mm-hmm. before they actually made an effort to sell a single phone. And we just don't know what those numbers are yet.
Yeah. All right. So along the same line, Twitter has a problem with this stock because management is in an upheaval, et cetera, et cetera. The thing that isn't being reported in the happy press is that $3.5 billion is sitting in the bank. So they can run that company for a long time with $3.5 billion
in the
bank.
Yeah, so same sort of thing with headlines. One
right.
says, is Twitter doomed? And another one says, Twitter has 412 years in cash to fix itself. I'd love to be in that position, frankly.
I would be. Give me 41 years. Never mind. 412. It is so foolish, and people believe these headlines. That's part of the training of this program, is to get you to think for yourself and don't believe all the headlines. Greg Stebbin has lots of expertise. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, and he's here with us on Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.